Hello, bonjour tout le monde. This is Giselle Renard with episode 5 of my Donuts and Desires podcast. Today is Monday, October 12th, 2009. It is National Coming Out Day, I hear. So happy Coming Out Day to all of you who are coming out. And today's podcast is called Happiness in 3 Easy Steps. I learn a lot from listening to the radio. Recently, I've heard a few of the hosts on CBC Radio 2 talking about a British researcher who's been studying happiness. According to this researcher, who conducted trials with university students in the UK, there are 3 simple steps we can all take in our lives to start feeling happier and improving our outlook. I mean, easy peasy, this is stuff we can all do. And the first step is to force yourself to smile. Now, anyone who knows me will tell you I'm not much of a smiler, especially in public. Sure, I smile when I'm having fun with my friends and family, but when I'm out in the world, I am very straight-faced. I think a lot of that comes from living in a big, impersonal city. Nobody wants to let their guard down because the second you do, pow, someone's going to take advantage of you. That's the way we think, that's the way we live, and that's urbanism for you. I'm sure I'm not ready to take my smile to the streets, but apparently just the act of smiling, forcing your facial muscles into that position on a regular basis, can help you feel happier. So whether you're at work, in bed, in the shower, smile. Smile at yourself, smile at your dog, at your neighbor, it helps, apparently. And the second step is expressing gratitude. This is another exercise that can be done alone or with other people. Every day, think about something you're lucky to have and express gratitude for it. You'll start to focus on all the great things you already have, rather than jealously coveting what you wish you had. I'm so grateful to have a roof over my head. I'm grateful for my 2 happy and healthy cats. I'm grateful for my always loving, caring, and understanding girlfriend. Maybe I should have said that one before the cats. And I'm grateful there's always food on my plate every time I want a meal. When I think about all the freedoms I have, I realize I'm an extremely fortunate person. This exercise is particularly applicable here in Canada, since today is Thanksgiving here in Canada. So happy Thanksgiving, Canada! Now, the third in our steps toward a happier life involves acts of kindness. The other weekend I was doing some volunteer work and I met an artist who mentioned how badly he wanted to showcase his work in such and such a place. He said he'd tried to get in there before, but it just wasn't happening. He didn't know how to get the ball rolling. Well, it just happened that I used to work in such and such a place and I loved his art, so I advocated on his behalf to get him slotted in. He was over the moon. "I don't even know how to start thanking you," he said. And I didn't need to be thanked. I couldn't believe the emotional high I got just from helping someone achieve a goal. I wasn't going to get anything out of the situation in terms of remuneration, but it wasn't about money or power or esteem or any of the things we're taught to seek in life. I saw that I could help him out, so I did. And it made me feel incredible. Even as a writer, I don't have a word to express how good I felt about it. That's what the acts of kindness are all about. I've started doing a lot of volunteer work over the past 5 years, and with no exaggeration, I can tell you, it has changed my life. My experiences of helping others while expecting nothing in return have made me a happier and more fulfilled person. So volunteer, give money to charity, feel good. On the flip side, also take the time to reflect on the acts of kindness others have gifted to you. Even if it's something little, keep in the foreground of your mind. 2 of my friends invited me out to a show tomorrow. Is that mundane? Is it unimportant? Is it empty socializing? No, even the simplest invitation is a sign that there are people in the world who think about you and care about you and want to spend time with you. So, 3 simple actions can boost your happiness factor. Number 1, smile. Number 2, express gratitude. Number 3, acts of kindness. And while we're on the topic of giving, remember that I'm giving all my profits from my Accessica ebooks purchased through the publisher's website between September 15th, 2009 and December 15th, 2009 to LGBT Youth Line. If you're looking for a daily act of kindness, buy one of my books, or make a donation to this worthy cause. For all the details, you can visit my website. It'll make you happy. Thanks and hugs. I love you all. Giselle Renard. Canada just got hotter. For more information on my work, please visit my website. It's www.freewebs.com/Giselle Renard. That's Giselle Renard with an E. Or you can visit my blog. It's Donuts and Desires. That's donutsdesires.blogspot.com. Thanks for listening.